7:46 is your time this morning, live on Swift 98 and The Spur. Joining me in studio right now this morning is Jay Hoganson. He's with Lincoln County Emergency Management. And joining us over the phone right now is Kelly Hoffman. He's the Lincoln County Fire Warden. And as you know, it's been a little bit since we've had some rain, dry conditions heading into the month of July. And we've seen some fires pop up around the area. So Jay and Kelly in studio and on the air to chat about it. Kelly, as the fire warden, we'll start with you. And we've already seen a lot of fires around the West and some right here in our own backyards. The neighborhood. What are you seeing out there fire condition wise around Lincoln County?
So we had a meeting with BLM officers that from Kemmer who do the fuel moisture tests for us in the county and in the area, and they are ahead of schedule in being low and some by a bit. I won't go into fuel moisture tests. They're kind of kind of hard to understand, but just the fact that they are dropping fast. Just to put a point on that, the BLM set a rain weather station up to measure precip here about 7 miles south of Cokeville, April 18th, and it hasn't had any measurable precip since they put it up.
Wow, since the 18th of April?
Yes.
Wow.
We've had a little blow through Cokeville, and you probably had a little up there, but just nothing in the way of moisture. So what that means is the grasses, the fine fuels, we call them one-hour fuels, they are drying rapidly, and they help carry fire. And the other problem, and I'm sure you've noticed it everywhere in the county, is the winds we've had this year, almost every day. And so you combine those things, and what someone does is thinks they're going to go out and burn a little pile of something in their backyard, and pretty soon they're burning their yard and their neighbor's yard and up the hill and everywhere else. So we are concerned. We are concerned for the safety of people and what's going on. I heard Dan play a tidbit from the legislative meeting about volunteers and how we are short of volunteers in Wyoming. And that certainly affects Lincoln County. Nearly all of our firefighters in Lincoln County are volunteer. There are just a few paid positions for, you know, administrators and stuff. But by and large, they're all volunteer. So, you know, there could be, if we don't catch these fires when they first start, they have the potential to become a real problem to us this year.
So, Kelly,
because of the dry.
Kelly, of course, we're heading into the 4th of July, so we're talking fireworks, camping season, and the like with campfires. Yeah. At this point, are you considering some sort of fire ban of any kind right now, or is that maybe still to be determined later on?
Right now, we watch it week to week. And it's one thing to see the fuel moistures drop. The other part of that is the human activity. Like, you know, if we start seeing an increase in human-caused fire, you know, lightning and stuff like that, no, we can't control. And we deal with it the best we can. But part of that big gauge is the fuel moistures, how dry it's getting, and what kind of human activity is causing problems. And I know the Forest Service put theirs up to high just last week, I think, you know, kind of in probably anticipation of the upcoming holiday and stuff, and we are certainly we probably won't get any in place this week. We're still continuing to watch, but we just I think what Jay and I wanted to just express was our real concern to people about be smart with what you're doing outside of the fire right now, because something innocent could turn into something that's not very good, or turn into a bad situation pretty fast if we don't watch the wind, we don't watch the conditions, we don't watch where we're doing things, even outdoor activities like welding. I've seen several fires cause several pretty good fires just because people didn't clear the ground around them to do their welding and stuff, and pretty soon it's taken off. So people, we were just trying to get people's awareness up that, you know, if we could get people thinking about what they're doing, that can help as much as restrictions, but certainly we'll look at those as the summer goes on. And if it stays dry, yeah, that might definitely be part of the mix for prevention.
It's Kelly Hoffman, Leakey County Fire Warden. Also joining us in studio today is Jay Hogenson with Leakey County Emergency Management. Jay, we'll loop you in on this as well. We've seen some fires pop up. We have the Horse Fire just across the border in Sublet that's now pushing 2,700 acres. We saw the Porcupine Fire, of course, in the Cottonwood area that was contained at, just a couple of acres. But then we had a little quick brush up, the Beach Fire, over by Palisades over the weekend, and firefighters jumped on that real quick and got it in containment. But that's just what Kelly was saying. It's certainly that time of year, right?
Yeah, it is. And luckily so far, the Forest Service has been real good about jumping on them and putting them out. They showed up on the Porcupine Fire with a hotshot crew and two helicopters, type one and a type two, or a two and a three, and was able to jump on it and be able to contain that. They got line around it. Now it's mop up, and they're getting the hot spots out. But it is dry out there. We're starting to see more fires popping up. Sublet County, Sweetwater got a new one yesterday. So they're not only around us, but they're in our county. And a big concern we have is controlled burns. We're seeing some of those get out of control with the wind. They'll start them in the morning when it's calm and cool, and then they leave thinking they have them out, and the winds pick up and flare them back up. I know one in Sublet was a out of controlled burn. A reminder to everybody on their diligence on their controlled burns, they need to be small, if preferable in a burn pit if they're construction. Only untreated wood and rubbish, and they need to call it into dispatch and let them know they're doing a controlled burn, so when someone sees it, they're not calling out the fire department. We're getting several calls a day from people seeing fire, which, you know, it's being diligent on their part and calling it in. And it turns out to be that they didn't call the controlled burn in, so they have to send the fire department out. We're lucky in this area that we don't have to have permits to do controlled burns for agriculture and for whatever reason, but we want to keep it that way. So be mindful and respectful and make sure that you call it in and let dispatch know. When they call dispatch, they send out a notification to the fire department so they can see what's burning. They go on their app and go and see what's burning in the area. And if you are doing a controlled burn and it gets out of control, you can call in and say, hey, this controlled burn's got out of control and we need help.
Jay Hogenson in studio, Leakey County Emergency Management. Kelly Hoffman, Leakey County Fire Warden, on the weekday wake up this morning. All right, appreciate the update. Jay, Kelly, anything we missed you'd like to mention today here at the end?
Let's just be safe going into the 4th with our fireworks and our activities. We don't want to see anybody hurt, and we want everybody to have a safe 4th of July and enjoy their family and their time celebrating the 4th.
Absolutely. And as Kelly mentioned, also appreciate all the volunteers that help keep us safe this time of year and have responded to the incidents we've seen so far. It's the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.